Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Every now and then, we'll bring on a baseball prospect, a big-time baseball prospect. And, you know, I've been playing phone tag, and I guess you can say Twitter, with a young man from Grand Prairie, Texas, which is in Fort Worth. He's committed to LSU baseball. He's only a sophomore, class of 224. Started getting recruited in the eighth grade by Oklahoma and LSU. And I want to welcome to the show David Hogg. David, thanks for joining us.
Yes, sir. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Man, what was it like getting recruited before you even got to high school?
Yes, sir. You know, it was a great experience for me and my family. You know, having that kind of getting your name out there. On my top three after Oklahoma was LSU, A&M, Arkansas. So, I mean, just to have kind of under my name, so to speak, and having those great opportunities was really a blessing for me and my family.
David, what do you think of the Fort Worth high school talent? I mean, there's a lot of kids that come out of Dallas and Fort Worth, and, you know, I know that Jay Johnson recruited you when he was at Arizona, and I know Dan Fitzgerald was at, Dallas Baptist, and you're really high on Coach Fitzgerald, and they got on you as an eighth grader. What do you think of Coach Fitzgerald at LSU and Coach Jay Johnson?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, like you said, just them obviously taking interest in me at a young age like that, you know, it really meant a lot to me. And building that relationship over these past few months, especially, you know, it really meant a lot. Coach Jay, obviously, being one of the best hitting coaches in the country, if not the best. I mean, Coach Fitzgerald, his fielding philosophy and just the way he coaches and how they both carry themselves on and off the field, you know, it really was a great fit for me.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with David Hogg, who's a big-time shortstop, class of 224, committed to LSU. He's been ranked as high as 47th in the country in his class, in the top 100 by everybody, basically, and he's got a chance to be one of the top 15 or 20 overall. This kid's still got two more years of high school baseball, but we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of David Hogg of Oak Ridge High School in Fort Worth, Texas. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is David Hogg, who's one of the top shortstops in the United States, and he's only a sophomore. He's at Oak Ridge High School in the Fort Worth, Texas area, Grand Prairie, Texas. And, David, you know, you were committed as an eighth grader to Oklahoma, and I'm trying to put my mind around that because I'm a football guy, you know, too. And, you know, football guys don't get recruited as early as baseball guys. And
yes, sir.
As an eighth grader, I mean, that was kind of – and I know you had decommitted from Oklahoma and changed your commitment to LSU, but was that a little too early, I guess, as an eighth grader to commit?
Yes, sir. I mean, I would say yes. I mean, visiting the campuses, that was very important to me, and I only got to visit Oklahoma one time because of the COVID and stuff like that. I mean, I wasn't able to get back up there. And then just, you know, over time, talking to my family, talking to my advisors, things like that, you know, I really just thought it was time to open back up my recruiting in November of my sophomore year. Just open back up my recruiting, and obviously it was a great decision.
What do you like? I mean, Jay Johnson is doing great things at LSU. LSU, I think they're 3 or 4 wins away from hosting a regional. And I watched him in Arizona, man. He took Arizona to the World Series. And we'll talk about some of their players later in the show. Who are some of your favorite LSU guys? But I mean, what do you think of these guys? I know you told me you think he's a great hitting coach, but what was one of the key things as a recruiter that impressed you the most about Fitzgerald and Jay?
Yes, sir. Just their sincerity, or how they spoke with me and my family. You know, they weren't trying to rush me or anything like that. They really wanted to build that strong relationship before, you know, any major moves were made. So, no, I really appreciate them for that.
We're going to take a break, and David, later in the show, I'm going to ask you about your hobbies outside of sports and also your favorite MLB players. Be thinking of that. And we'll be back with more with David Hogg, who's one of the top shortstops in the United States, only a sophomore in Texas at Oak Ridge High School, Grand Prairie, Texas in Fort Worth. We'll be right back. If you need a paint job or repairs to your vehicle, go see Medin's Collision Center located in Baton Rouge, Louisiana on Kincaid Avenue. The number to call is 357-7983. That's 357-7983. Your Baton Rouge Accident Advisors. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is David Hogg, who's one of the top shortstops in the country. And I want to mention this. I saw that you play football too.
Yes, sir.
What position do you play on the football field?
I play wide receiver and corner.
Man, have you ever gotten any D1 looks when these guys come in the halls and say, "Man, you want to play some football?"
Yes, sir. Yeah, when they come up to the school, they mainly know that I'm a baseball player. But I mean, football is a nice hobby. All the support that comes with it.
And you look like a football player. I mean, you're what, 6'2"?
Yes, sir. Yeah, 6'2", 195.
I mean, you're that classic shortstop, MLB. You know, shortstop they're looking for. You're a switch hitter, which is very rare.
Yes, sir.
LSU's got a great All-American switch hitter, Jacob Berry. What do you think of Jacob Berry?
Yeah, yes, sir. I met him. I actually met him when I went up there to LSU campus. You know, he's a really, really nice guy. You know, hard worker. He kind of stays to himself. And we talked about switch hitting, and I mean how difficult it is on the next level. It helps that I'm ambidextrous, so I mean I don't have that issue of, you know, one hand being more dominant than the other. So, I mean, we talked about switch hitting, and, you know, he really connected with me. I appreciate him for that.
David, I want to ask you that because a lot of kids can't switch hit. And when did you start learning to do that? Because that's not something everybody can do in college or high school.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm thankfully blessed to be ambidextrous. So, I mean, I started when I was in – since I was born, I've been ambidextrous, and I've always been switch hitting ever since I started. My mom is ambidextrous, so – I mean, we kind of passed that down to me, and I know how to balance the ball there.
Man, I just think that's the coolest thing to see someone be able to hit both sides of the plate and hit homers. You know, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, the Fort Worth newspaper did an article, the top 100 prospects in Fort Worth for all classes, which this is very, very impressive, I thought, for freshmen, sophomore, juniors, and seniors. And out of the 100 players in Fort Worth's got some great talent out there, if you're listening. You were ranked in the top five of all classes, and you were the only sophomore. And the third-ranked player is an LSU commitment pitcher from South Lake Carroll, Griffin Herring, who's a 222 class guy. But, I mean, what, it had to make you feel good, huh, to be in that top five because there's so much talent where you play ball. I mean, tell everybody about the talent in the area.
Yeah, yes, sir. I mean, it was really a blessing to be up there with those caliber of guys. I mean, Jet Williams, I mean, projected to go, I mean, first round of the MLB draft this year. I mean, just guys with talent like that from this area. And yeah, obviously Griffin, being from South Lake, you know, I mean, 2 years older and us being in the same category, you know, that's really a blessing.
We're going to take a break. I'm going to ask you about some of these other guys from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Plano area. I know LSU's got a couple of guys committed from Plano, John Paul II High School. I know you know of these guys, and there's a lot of talent. I know Dan Fitzgerald's behind this, being that he's from the area. We'll talk more about that and get your hobbies and your favorite MLB players when we come back. We'll be right back. Be sure to take your car and truck for all your tire needs to Treads and Care Tire Company located in Central. The number to call is 331-8144. Family owned and operated since 1971. That's Treads and Care Tire Company. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkeen. Our guest today is David Hogg, who is one of the top shortstops in the country and a switch hitter, which, man, I tell you, pitchers do not like to see someone that can switch hit, huh, David, when you can go lefty or righty? I mean, that's a great thing to be able to do when it's a lefty or a righty. You can hit either pitcher.
Yes, sir.
Some of these guys that are committed, David, from your area, Chase Shores from Midland Lee, committed to LSU. He's a class of 223, 6'8", 240. Man, that's a big guy. And then also in the 223 class, I think it's MJ Seo, who's 5'11", yes, 170, Plano. John
yes,
Paul
sir.
High School, and Derek Mitchell, his teammate, outfielder, 6'3", 200. I mean, LSU's getting a lot of these guys now, huh, where you play.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, like we talked about earlier, I mean, the talent level around this area, you know, it's really high. I mean, there's a lot of ballers around here. Just for LSU, I mean, thankfully we have that luxury of not being too far here in Texas. And, I mean, we really connect with the fans and the atmosphere down here as well.
David, you said that your dad played college was it football you said, college football?
No, he played college basketball.
Basketball. And so you grew up the son of a dad who's been around sports. And how did that help you, you know, with your dad's sports background growing up?
Yes, sir, yeah. I mean, obviously it helps to have somebody in the house that kind of went through it. Went through all the hard work, the long nights of, you know, coming back from practice and still having to do homework. I mean, really putting in the hard work every day, weight room, running, I mean, just staying on top of everything and keeping your body in the best shape possible to perform at peak performance.
And I want to mention this, you're David Hogg the second, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we have the same name.
I want to make sure I get that out there. So, cause your dad's got the same name as you, you're David Hogg the second. Who's some of your favorite players in the MLB? I mean, there's so many good players now, like Michael Trout. And I mean, you've got, you know, the young guy with the San Diego Padres who's hurt right now. You've got talent everywhere. But who are some of your favorite players in the MLB?
Yes, sir. I mean, I really pay attention to the shortstops mainly because, you know, that's why I'm projected. That's why I see myself playing at the next level. Francisco Lindor, him being a switch hitter, you know, that's kind of the first person that comes to mind just because of how he plays defense and how he can, you know, really be a different hitter from both sides of the plate. I mean, because you're not the same from both sides of the plate. Your left-hand swing is nowhere near your right-hand swing. So, I mean, just for him to keep that in his mind for all these years and stay consistent at the plate is, you know, it's really impressive. And then Carlos Correa and Tim Anderson, you know, just Carlos Correa being a bigger size shortstop, that's kind of who I model my game after because, you know, people aren't always going to want to see you at shortstop when you're that size.
Yeah.
And then just the swag and skill that Tim Anderson has on the field, you know, I really try and implement that into my game.
Speaking of shortstops, you know, Alex Bregman, Houston Astros, what do you think of him? I know he's a third baseman in the majors, but he played shortstop LSU. I mean, he's a 5'10 guy that with a ton of power.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got DJ LeMahieu, who's built like you. He's a little taller, 6'4", but he's a big-time player for the Yankees, played shortstop at LSU, and he was one of the top hitters in the league 2 years ago, and he's one of their top hitters right now. But what do you think of those two LSU players?
Yes, sir, yeah. I mean, I get – thankfully, I'm blessed to get comp to DJ LeMahieu all the time. Yeah, it's a huge honor. Coach Johnson even said I remind him of DJ LeMahieu. Alex Bregman, you know, he's a great fielder, he's a great hitter, obviously. Just those two guys being able to come through LSU and, I mean, pave the way of shortstop you know, it's really a blessing. It's a huge honor to be in that conversation of possible shortstops.
I was going to ask you this. We'll wait when we come back, but I'm going to ask you about the national championships at LSU. They have 6 national titles. Mm-hmm. It would shock me if they win number 7 this year. And mm-hmm. I want to get your thoughts on you know, the ability to maybe show up for college and now how the NIL helps a lot now with kids that might otherwise go pro, right? And so
yes, sir.
We'll be back more with David Hogg the second from Texas, from Oak Ridge High School, one of the top shortstops. He's only a sophomore. And, David, you sound like you're a junior in college, man. I mean, you're a pro.
Yes, sir. Thank you, yes, sir. Thank you.
You are a pro. You're ready to go. We'll be right back. We'll have more of David Hogg the second when we come back. Gros Savant Lodge, the true sportsman's paradise. Gros Savant Lodge has fresh and saltwater fishing, alligator hunting, waterfowl hunting, and echo tours located south of Lake Charles, Louisiana. Give them a call at 337-598-2357. That number to call again is 337-598-2357, and have the time of your life. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. I want to thank a big sponsor of ours, Treads and Care, which they got every tire that you want in you can think of. Pickup and delivery in Central Louisiana on Park Place Drive in Hooper Road. That's Treads and Care, owned by Devin Holly. Been in business for several years. Be sure to give them a call. Treads and Care Tire Company. Give them a call. Great sponsor of ours. David, there's so many good teams out there in college baseball, just like when Dan Fitzgerald was at Dallas, you know, Baptist, and, you know, you got, 20 D1 baseball programs in the state of Texas alone.
Yes, sir.
You know, getting to Omaha is really hard to be one of those eight teams. But what do you think of LSU's chances to get to Omaha this year the way they're looking now?
Yes, sir. I mean, right now, I mean, we have a great chance. We have a great chance. It's possible. Omaha is a whole different season. But Coach Jay and Coach Fitzgerald, you know, thankfully they're great coaches and they've been in that situation before. So I mean, they know how to corral the guys and really have them, have their mind locked in on how to get there.
What's the hardest thing to you in baseball right now? What are you still working on before college? I mean, you're only a sophomore. You got two more years.
Yes, sir. I mean, just being able to consistently just stay consistent. Honestly, I mean, just staying consistent because baseball is a game of failure, and staying consistent. That's what's going to keep you in the lineup. That's what people always say. Staying consistent will keep you in the lineup. So, I mean, having a good attitude about it through all the struggles, through all the ups and all the downs, you know, just having a level head and being able to come back the next at bat, come back the next pitch and be yourself.
You know, have you and your dad been able to talk already? I mean, like I said, you know, you all baseball guys always think ahead sooner than football guys, but with the MLB in a couple of years for you, I mean, you're going to have a chance to either go MLB or LSU. And I know the LSU fans would love for you to show up. But with the new NIL, Coach Jay Johnson's mentioned publicly a few times that they're going to have the NIL money for their players, meaning, you know, if a kid is offered, you know, close to $1 million a year, they're going to have money over a four-year or three-year period that's going to be tough to turn down to go to college. What do you think about that, David, now that that's there for kids?
Yes, sir. You know, it's wonderful that we're able to put our names out there while we're in college and, you know, be recognized for it. You know, that's something that's been fought for many years. You know, it's really a cool thing to have. Like you said, I mean, the MLB or LSU, I mean, right now, I mean, the focus is college for sure. I mean, my parents are big education people. They both have their master's degrees. So, I mean, right now, focus is just get to college, you know, be a great college athlete, be a great college student, build my character up and, you know, get ready for the next phase of life.
Man, I'm super impressed with you, David. I mean, you sound like you could go host a show right now. I mean,
thank you, yes, sir. Thank you.
Tell everybody where your mom and dad went to college.
Yes, sir. My mom got her MBA at Texas A&M. And then my dad, he went to UTA, University of Texas at Arlington. And then before that, he played basketball at Southwestern Junior College.
All right. Your mom's an Aggie, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was, yes, sir.
Were they ever in it? Or, I mean, was that something that, you know, your mom's like, hey, you got to go visit my school, right?
Like I said earlier, yeah. I mean, my top three schools that I chose from was Texas A&M, Arkansas, and LSU. And I mean, A&M, they were on that list because of my mom, her MBA, their business program at the school. I mean, cool coaching staff, you know, good fan base in Texas, but obviously LSU is home.
Yeah, isn't it something about the LSU stadium and the fans, kind of mystique? It's a little different.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I mean, definitely. I mean, going there and then going anywhere else, you know, that atmosphere is crazy. There's no other atmosphere like that. I mean, that is the best atmosphere in college baseball.
Do you have anything to say to the LSU fans? I know you got two more years of high school baseball to play, but I know you know you got two more years to sharpen your toolbox on your talent, and you got a chance to be really, really good by the time you arrive. But anything to say to the LSU fans, you know, from your experiences already coming down to Baton Rouge?
Yes, sir. I mean, just really, really honored for the opportunity. I mean, look forward to getting there and really excited to be in front of the fans.
I want to mention this before we go. When do you plan on coming back to visit? Is it going to be a regional? Is it going to be maybe Ole Miss series? I mean, there's not many games left, but when are you going to come back before the year's over?
Yes, sir. I mean, as of right now, I'm looking forward to getting back to a game before the summer, especially if they host the regional. I'll definitely be down there. And then the summer, over the summer, I'll figure out my summer schedule. I'll definitely be down there, you know, get a chance to talk with Coach Jay and Coach Fitzgerald again.
I got a question.
Hopefully meet some fans when I'm down there.
Oh, that, look, all you got to do is say who you are, and they're going to know where you're from.
So, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They go, well, yeah, they people study it here big time. I got to ask you this. I had Lisa from Mandeville wanted me to ask you, from Mandeville, Louisiana, have you met Mike the Tiger yet?
I have. Yes, sir, I have. When I went on my visit, me and my family, we made it a to-do. Coach Fitzgerald as well. You know, he told us about the Tiger, and we had to go see it. So we saw him. He was sleeping while we went, but, you know, hopefully when we get down there again, he'll be awake and walking around. We took some pictures, even though he was sleeping, but look forward to seeing him in action.
He's the most famous person on campus right now, David.
Yes, sir.
And he eats the best. He eats better than anybody on campus.
We'd
love to be Mike, but, look, man, enjoy talking to you. I'm glad that you called in all the way from Fort Worth, Grand Prairie, Texas. David Hogg, the second shortstop football player as a hobby, which I'm glad you know where you want to go with baseball. And, you know, I think you're going to be incredible, man. You're just going to have that decision to make in a couple of years, and hopefully it is college. It sounds like that's where you're leaning in. Look, it's good to know that your mom and dad, they both have their master's degrees. Like you said, that's something they've done a great job with you. You can tell you're very articulate talking, man. Look, Coach Johnson might have you in the tutor program, man, to help kids when you get to college.
Yes, sir. Who knows?
Tell her before we go, tell everybody about your grades. I know you got pretty good grades over there in school.
Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely. 3.8 GPA at one of the top private schools in Dallas, in Texas in general. Oak Ridge, we're ranked in the top 10 in Texas, and then top 50 in the country with graduates and where we go to college. So it's a really rigorous program, but you know, I'm blessed to, you know, be on top of my grades. My parents, you know, they're really strict about that. So I appreciate them for that.
David, your 3.8's about 10 points higher than mine in high school, so you got me. All right, man.
Yes, sir.
Don't hang up. We're gonna end the show, but don't hang up because I want to talk to you before we go. Everybody go to LAFootballMagazine.com. David would love this, but we have recruiting articles on football guys, baseball players, and also hope everybody enjoyed the earlier shows this week, and we've got more high school coaches coming on for baseball, football, and basketball. We're going to have some MLB players come in and join us. Ben McDonald joining us last year from Camden. Big deal in Orioles in their stadium. We're going to try and get Bregman and a few of the other ones to call in as well. But hope you enjoyed the show. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com. We'll talk to you soon. Gage has served Louisiana for over 40 years. Let Gage create a custom-tailored solution for your business and become your partner in technology. Give them a call today at 225-753-4243 and help your business get better connected with Gage.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.